Feeder cattle futures continued to climb Wednesday. Investor interest in alternative meat proteins appears to be fizzling. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of July. Strong cash demand continued to bolster feeder cattle futures Wednesday, helping live cattle to continue edging higher. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of $1.17 higher. Live cattle futures closed an average of 30 cents higher, except for unchanged in one contract. Negotiated cash fed cattle trade was moderate in the Southern Plains and Nebraska through Wednesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. Live prices were steady in the Southern Plains at $137 a hundredweight and steady to $4 lower in Nebraska at $144 to $145, where dress prices were $2 lower at $230. Trade was limited on light demand in the Western Corn Belt, with too few transactions to trend. Last week, live prices were $145 to $150 on a live basis and $232 in the beef. Choice box beef cutout value was 46 cents lower through Wednesday afternoon at $268.05 a hundredweight. Select was 91 cents lower at $241.26. Grain markets firmed Wednesday as traders retrenched following recent steep losses. Corn futures closed mostly 7 to 8 cents higher, while soybean futures closed mostly 6 to 12 cents higher. I had only one trendable weekly Wednesday auction to report at press time. Steers weighing 450 to 950 sold $3 to $10 higher on light receipts at Winter Livestock in Dodge City. Feeder heifers weighing 450 to 900 pounds also sold $3 to $10 higher on light receipts. There were 1,469 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Calf News Price Point podcast that comes out each Tuesday. You'll find it at calfnews.net.
Ka-ching! More pounds, more calves, more profit. Studies show Hereford Genetics increased net profit by $51 per cow per year. That's $20,000 in additional revenue for a typical 400-cow outfit. And calves sired by Hereford bulls continue to add value through the chain. A documented $30 per head in feedlot profitability. That's real money and real results. Get more ka-ching. Come home to Hereford at hereford.org.
Major U.S. financial indices closed lower Wednesday, pressured by higher inflation than the trade expected in the Consumer Price Index. It increased 1.3% month-to-month in June and was 9.1% higher over the last 12 months before seasonal adjustment. That was the largest 12-month increase since the period ending in November of 1981. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 208 points lower, the S&P 500 closed 17 points lower, and the NASDAQ was down 17 points. West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME closed 46 to 97 cents higher through the front six contracts. Despite sizzling hype the last few years surrounding plant-based alternatives to real meat, investor interest appears to be fizzling. Consider that the share price for Beyond Meat, the publicly traded poster child for alternative to meat protein, was about $30.62 on Wednesday. A year earlier, it was approximately 76% more at $127.92. According to the company's financial results for the first quarter, net revenues increased 1.2% year over year to $109.5 million. And the total volume of products sold increased 12.4%. But net loss was $100.5 million compared to $27.3 million in the first quarter of the previous year. And that was before a couple of recent lawsuits filed against the company, alleging the company's products contain significantly less protein than advertised and are not all natural, as claimed. Elsewhere, in its first quarter financials, Maple Leaf Foods, Canada's largest prepared meats and poultry producer, told its investors it no longer expects spectacular growth in its alternative meat category, but does anticipate slower, steadier growth. According to data from the Good Food Institute and data company Spins, sales of plant-based meat alternatives in the United States last year totaled $1.4 billion, the same as a year earlier. Perhaps the most logical conclusion is that minor consumer interest will continue for alternatives, but the gleam for investors has faded amid increasing competition within the category, alongside the lack of explosive sales growth and underwhelming profit potential. In other words, those plant-based alternatives may not be going anywhere, but then again, it appears they really aren't going to go anywhere. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Wednesday night and Thursday morning, the 14th of July. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.